We have little simon kutz adaches sif yedzayin, the sugya of makeup of the painting. So the klal we went through last time, api the rash, the rosh, and the rashba, we really came out there are 4 points to making the halacha l'maisa. There are two separate teim over here: the heter of chazusa, the heter of noi. Does each one stand by itself? So rov achrayim say the heter of chazusa stands by itself. Now those disagree. To be machmir. The more achoinim make even by noi by itself. Moshe points out, even though the satire says we both, that's only negate chazusa. That's the case of noi. Number three, when you have both them, noi and chazusa, that avada you can be makel. That's the rosh. That's the rashba. Avada there's no problem. However, number four, the very important, the Ramon and Sefalef, the chadchilo remove everything, and therefore the whole entire loch and negate chazusa and noi is only b'diavad. Upon these four klolim, go through different cases to make it halach l'maisa practically. First case, an isha has makeup. What's the halacha? So avada lechatchila, you take it off. If she does not take it off, says the Moshe, chotshani shmir Shabbos, avada also like tefillah. We have side rosh and side rashba over here. However, l'chor, there are 3 points to speak out. Number one, we mentioned already the chiddush of v'yashiv, that once we have the amar that says lechatchila, you have to remove something, therefore it's nichon neged of akpada. Even though the din says to remove it, he wants to make chadish is akpada, and therefore an isha goes with makeup inside the mikvah. Since Ramah says she has to remove it, now it's the min hamakid, and now we also like tefillah. According to Yashiv, by makeup, we also like tefillah, and you have to go back. Adlon tzum bailo. Aleph, the place can point out, hashish, that's not how you stand Ramah, that's not the avon in the taz, and be evid also like tefillah. That's 1 point. A second thing is, even though we're saying that makers is the seder, but practically, you have to know, Isha does rechitza, does chafifa, she goes inside the mikvah, and the makeup runs, it goes down her face. It comes off, either the blush, or the lipstick, or the mascara, whatever they have upon them. Therefore, you give a bayam, it's at the sugya of what's left behind over here. So one thing they do get involved with, when does the Isha become tohei when she's in the mikvah? Is when she goes in the mikvah, when she comes out of the mikvah? When you go inside the mikvah, the makeup's beseder. It runs in the mikvah, and then you come out of the mikvah. So there is a Kesem Mishnah, once a massive Kiddush, when you come out of the mikvah, she's Torah. And therefore, when it runs in the mikvah, you have Bayam Mitzah Sugyu Chatzitza. A Vosner, when he brings it down, he says the ik is not away among the Numus Yushalim and Akroinim. What's happening? The ik is going inside the mikvah. So it'll come out when it runs, a big enough Kamina, what the side of the mikvah is being retired, it's going in or going out. The Maisa comes out. Even if it runs, you give up the second heter. Maybe it's not noy anymore. We still left this to give chazusa. Chazusa, Sir Tari says, not to be semich upon that by itself. And Moshe said the chadchila not to be semich upon that. That's number two. Number three, I see the Sefer Pritara in Lakewood has an eisen tain over here. The Rashba says, what's the story between makeup by makeup? Chazaris behem mischadches oisem tom and l'noy. People constantly put in the makeup over and over to make it nice for noy. Our notion today, after they put on the makeup, they come home after the chasna, they take a shower, they wash it off. They don't take a shower, they wash it off. They don't go to sleep. Most noshim wash off the makeup. It sounds like in those days, even when it starts fading, they put on more to make it nice. And fade, put on more. Our noshim, they put on makeup. If it's what they do, they wash it off. Unless it's sometimes Friday night, they want to have a leftover shower this morning, and they can't really put on, so they leave it on. But in general, they wash off. So where's this? No, they want off. They're usually, when Nashim like having their pores breathe, and they like having it off, and they'll appreciate having it on. Whether it's that night or the next night afterwards, it's not something they keep with them. Something they eventually wash off. And therefore, the question is the whole side of the Rashi, the words over there that people want mischatches that want it constantly, run after it. I don't know if Nashim wash it off. Yeah. The truth is still left with the Swarv Chazusa when it is the case of Chazusa. The case of Noi Yeshlo Naharba, if you have such a mitzias, to be semich upon it. Whether it's mascara or manel polish, these things people eventually do take off. They plan to take off. So fine, those are 3 points you have to realize. Again, if a person goes inside the mikvah, with these things over here, you always left the get of chazusa, yeshemi l'smoich. That's the first case. Another case, a second case, the get practically, the Sefer Chokuz Man, brings on a Maishu Shehoya, that said happened personally to him, that the Isha came over, she got married, Chuppas Nido. Came Friday night, she was able then to go to the mikvah, during Sheva Brachas, and the question was, what to go do? She has to take off her makeup, go to the mikvah, come to Shem Brachas Friday night with no makeup on. Everyone's looking, and number one, everyone will see the Slal Tefillah. Number two, everyone will realize it was Chuppas Nida. That means the case that people more discuss is a little bit less. People discuss is, let's say, it's Lala Seder, and your wife wants to go to Mikvah. So the Busha, Lala Tefillah, no. People discuss, you know, it's your sister's chasno. The push of going to the mikvah, you know, people see you running late to the mikvah. But here it's more than that. It's lal tefillah, and then people also realize the busha that was chuppas nida, and people are very embarrassed about it. What?
Why did the busha?
That's how. It's a great question. The people are, especially in the Shei Brachos, is very embarrassed. Yeah, people are. Now there are a lot of things that we get involved with. Why are people embarrassed in general? Kim chayinu, that's a way of life. Let them mature. Great point. So when I was discussing this question with my wife last night, the first thing she says, you have to feel for her. My wife, I asked her, like, what's halacha? That's terrible, you got to feel for her, you got to... Okay, fine. That's the first emotional response. You got to feel for her. How can this be? So first let's go through the tzadim, then go through the svaris, then go through the paiskim. Saying that what my wife says. Fine. Go through four levels over here. First, the option. There's six options over here. There's an option to go with makeup inside the mikvah. Especially if the makeup is waterproof over here, especially in the case of only chazdus and not a case of any mamoshes to it, go inside the mikvah with makeup. Aleph. A second option, go in the mikvah with no makeup, but Friday night, tell a guy to go put on makeup. A third option, go to the mikvah with no makeup and have Shabbos makeup. A fourth option, not go to the mikvah, be doichel until much of Shabbos. A fifth option, Go to mikvah no makeup, and at night have no makeup. And the sixth option, be tevil during the day, and then put on makeup during the day, and come to those are the six options. Now to speak out the six options, what is svaros here? Let's start them over here. First case, Shabbos makeup. First, to be clear, I know there's places that give ashkoch on Shabbos makeup, based upon Blumenkrantz, his ashkoch that gives upon his zatzal. The Meister heard Rav Reichman give a shiur over another shiur to 1,000 people, it's on a recording, that he said over Bekol Rom, in front of everybody, that when Rav Blumenkrantz came out with the Shabbos makeup, all the Rabbanim Flapish got together, they sat down with Rav Blumenkrantz and tried to understand what exactly is his head to where is it coming from. And they could not understand where it's coming from. Basically, it came out that it's coming from Moshe, he spoke to Moshe, and they did not understand what he meant from Moshe, how they explained to Moshe what was happening over here. And basically, the Rabbanu Flapish came out with a call Cairo against the Blumenkrantz. He said in this meeting was, I think, Rav Spitzer, Rav Isby, and others were over there by this meeting. And basically, he said that we should not follow this idea of having a Shabbos makeup. Hagam, I know Rav Berkowitz is over. If someone will say, I'm not going to the mikvah, let's put on the Shabbos makeup. Fine, let them put on the Shabbos makeup with a heksha on it. Fine. But the Iker, the idea of a Shabbos makeup is nothing that at least our kibbutz does. Aleph. The second option, about putting on through a guy, which went to the mikvah with no makeup on. So as far as why to makel, we hold, first of all, the idea of putting on makeup is only a din seveya du rabbanon. I got into shadow wife on the signal, but that's what we hold. A mir v'nachri is du rabbanon. A shvush to shvush machim kovet abriyas, the paiskim makel. So maybe over here you have a lochim, it's on the signal of kovet abriyas. Hagam will get the signal today in Sivchof, machlegis taz and shach. If a person can be misayeya and say ein by mamish yesh by mamish negate to guy cutting your nails, the ma'aser we pass in Hilchos Shabbos lekula, I think it's like shach shita, the misayeya ein by mamish, especially mokum atzarech. No, when a person puts on, let's say, any makeup, they have to turn up. The question, what does get a misayeya? You have to turn your face and do something specifically to help them out. That's nothing to get a misayeya. Eich lami certain swam say don't be misayeya. The third option is going inside the mikvah with makeup. Be'etzem, you have the Rashba on the Rosh. It says, if it's Chazusa, Noi, Avad is Mutter. Again, we have the Mo'al, Lechatchila, it says to remove everything. But as we've mentioned numerous times, Hechadi Efshir, Mokum Tzarek Gadol, is Nichle Gedeb the Eved, and go inside the mikvah with makeup inside. The fourth option to be Deichel, the Tefillah. Why? Ein Chachmo, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem, Paskim Mishlei, Deichel the Tefillah. The sixth option, what's the svara? To go to the mikvah with no makeup and not to put on makeup afterwards. The svara is, ain't tvunava, ain't etza, and she should be labailo. And therefore she has to go to the mikvah. The sixth option over here is to be tovel during the seventh day. Again, we say during the seventh day, you cannot go even makam oinis. But here, especially if you've been sarah from Moshe's idea, they come back at nighttime. especially when he goes to shul, which a lot of people around him, he said, the sugya of Yichud, Yisemech upon the Moshe's idea, they come back at night, the Mice is what Yisemech on, the side of the Rashi, the Rabbam, Mokum Oinis, and they go and put on makeup, Erish, go during the day, put on makeup during the day, and no problem.
Come back at night.
Those before the Svaris are the six options over here. And if the some are grappling, what is the better option of the six? What?
You can't chavifah.
No, no. So as chavifah, the mice you can wash off the makeup. We'll get to also, but then the same thing with the problem next day. So it's the same question.
Maybe you could go grahat here, and then
there's a. So it's basically the same question over here. So the same idea going during the seventh during the day. Lemaisa, just to speak out, will come out. The idea of Shabbos makeup, Lemaisa out, which does not do, it's the Kaladas. I don't think that's an idea to apply over here. The idea to be Deichel et Filo, Avadis and the Sodom, we're not Deichel et Filo. The idea of come to this, to the pseudo with no makeup on, Avadis, Kavnabias, that we don't do. So three of those eights is really not available. Really left three eights. Should we do through a guy? Should we put on the case of going to mikvah with makeup on? Or go during the seventh day? Maisa, the Ilam, the Claudius, we don't go during the seventh day. The Moshe is a massive Kiddush over here, Yesh Lotan. Putting on, going inside the mikvah with makeup on, Maisa runs numerous times. Not that simply besumming upon it. The idea of besumming upon going through a case of a Goy or Nachri, of course, the Shvashashur, Bakum Kavad Abiyas, I have a little bit of a hard time where certain places can not have happy with that Eitzel. Of course, a simple Eitzel, a Yeshu Milasmoich. That's what I would have said. The Maisa, when I asked this question, why not Yisuf? You can find them to do makeup. You pay them enough money, they'll do makeup. You pay people, money to get things done. When I asked this question to my wife, she said, first of all, go to the mikvah with makeup on? No, that's not just, no such thing. How can you go to the mikvah with makeup? That's, again, nothing does, no such thing. I used to write out, you know, Shabbos makeup also. Such a concept out there. I've never heard such a thing. So I used to, what about to be next to Shabbos? I used to come to the studio with no makeup. A lot of that. That's just a thing over here. It says, it's to go during the seventh of the day. She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was cursed with it. I know her, she's an idea. She said, her first answer right away is do through a guy. For some other reason, me and my wife came out the same way, do through a guy over here. Maisa, what is this from? Maisa come out. So, first, again, the Chokas man who went around to all the Gdolim with this Maisa happened to him, Maisha Yikachoyu. And they said, what to go do? So, first, they discussed going inside the mikvah with makeup. The Maisa say it's a biyashiv and l'shitosa. He says if I do not, he holds the osla tefilo. He also can move to Ramos Machbid. Let's get back pod over here. The Don finds you. The Maisa is Machbid. Atzal Sheni, Chodeshani, and the Yisuf Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg, and the Yisuf Ullman, and the Yisuf of Klein. Maisa said, yeah, go inside with makeup. We have the Rosh, we have the Rashba. It's pretty even. The Chachila Ramah. Go inside with makeup. Again, you have to be very careful. Try to get makeup that's only Chazusa, and better get waterproof makeup than Maisa does not run over here. The second option, after a guy, Maisa, the Debatina Shlito, he comes along and says, make sure not to misayev. He says, do it the case of a guy. Of all Maisa, the fact that he wants to know why he's definitely get a shvosh covered up ears. I'm not sure what the shaila is, but that's the second option. Third option is being Deichel Tefila. I'm not sure what he says, Tefila. The fourth option, going during the seventh day, the River Zephraim says, going during the day of the seventh. River Zephraim.
Of course.
The fifth option of Shabbos makeup, Maisa's oil is over. The only eight that I did not see set over is that you should come to the studio with no makeup on. That's the only one that I did not see. But all the six options, five of them are out there over there. Fine. Next case.
Would you like to ask over the blame?
What?
Would you like to ask over the blame?
Did he write? Yes. It's all, it's about to learn from the Levadish, yeah. I mean, what he did, I'm not sure. What? Here it goes. Next case, nail polish. First, there's clear nail polish and there's color nail polish. Now, clear nail polish, pashas, I think the women are not makbid. A case of colored nail polish. If you're in the kibbutz that wears colored nail polish, my main video of him, everyone wears it. The shell is, what happens in the get nail polish? First, we already have a look in Sefei that when Isha has Cyrus, the mechaber is mechadish, then the Cyrus is a mokum mifnei atzmoi. And therefore, if you're covered way over the Cyrus, well, let's say the loch is nechle getim chatzitzel. Come on, the first emotion says, lav dafki even by the head, but let's say you base a shachri. It's a mokum bifnei atzmoi. Therefore, you put on, let's say, deodorant and sticks together. that's a mokum that's not being mitzarif with the head of Yehirut, it's roiv, it's a chatzitzo. What about nails? Are nails a place with neatz more like Cyrus? Or nails a place like part of the body? And therefore, the get of roiv will obviously change over here. Come on to first motion, he said, just like by Cyrus, you have a pulse espasari, it's a separate entity that goes out of your body. And when you do glazes on Shabbos, it's not really part of your body, it's an outgrowth. Nails are the same thing. You cut your nails on Shabbos, so get to the sugya phase and lock up glazes, it's an outgrowth. And the pulse espasari is being marred by Cyrus and Sites Yipunayim. Number one. And number two, he says, every nail stands by itself. That means you have to realize two yisoides he's saying over at Tveres Lomoshua. Number one, he's saying over the yisoid over here that Cyrus and Hud in the case of nails. And number two, numerous places discuss if every mokum is Cyrus by itself, he says Hud in every nail by itself. So it comes out built upon this to get along with when you cover the nail. Let's say you're not Machbid, you have Bayam Sam Sugir Varif. Maiso, most places can point out, we see the idea of Cyrus, not nails. Pashas the Stephen's of Poiskim Pashas Yemenim brings down numerous from Golakim. Halacha is dafka by Cyrus for the Salacha, not negate to nails. Fine, that's first. As the Akdoma negate to how do you look at nails? Again, those one tiny the Halacha here is definitely get of like Cyrus, and therefore get involved with the Sigur Wati Matur. Is the Sigur Matur knowing Chazusim inside? We mentioned last time the Siddur Tais Malach says Lakba Kapodo, therefore Roy might be a Chatzitzel. However, if you learn nails either are part of the body, or you learn the sugya over here, it's not mitzvah lack of akpado and roiv, but roiv can make it, and shach the rashba, not the reason why even by roiv can be make it. Now first, a person has nail polish. Avada, first thing is, number one, l'chadchila remove it. Why? That's someone sif aleph. Let's say a person does not remove it. Mitzias-wise, l'chur, the mitzias says nail polish is not a heter of chazuso. Of course, tangible, something you can touch over here. It only has a heter of noy over here, not chazuso. Therefore, a lot of places can say, if you only have the heter of chazuso, Siddur Tayyar said the Maisa, the heter of noy, Siddur Tayyar, the Maisa, he wants to be Michael, but the Bach, well, the Maisa wants to be Machmer. So that is not the reason why to take it off. Number three is, a lot of times the nail polish starts fading, or chips, or your nail polish, the nail grows. And it grows behind it, Maisa, there is no nail polish over there. Then the place can discuss what's the lucky even b'diavad, even after you went to the mikvah. There, come on the place, can say, Pashas, you are makbid, when chips are fades, and therefore, also like tefillah. You have a bay over here. It's me and a makbid over here. Now, the shaila is, what happens to Isha? She has 10 fingers, put on nail polish to all 10. Maisha, what she do before the mikvah, she moves all of them. Comes mikvah, comes out, oh my gosh, I forgot one. So, the question is, when you forget one, what's the luck over here? So, one chagir they discuss, let's say Isha has one nail polish that has nail, one nail has nail polish on it. What would she do? She put on the other 9 fingers, or she take off that one. Is that one akpado? Or no, that one will tell us to put on the other 9. So the Swam discusses, Pashas, we ask where I'm a Noshim, they'll take off that one. That's the Pashas. If that's so, that's the case, L'chura, of Miyat, Shenamak, Miyat that's Makbid, and L'chura is not Chazuso, and again L'chura, L'os L'chilo, you have a Bayah over here. You go back to Mitaival. Now, the Shal is, if you have to go back to Mitaival, and she has one nail, and she's trying to get off, and she can't get off, trying and all the different things. And not only that successful get off, what to go do in that situation? Says Rabbi Yashiv, says Shemir Shabbos, what do you go do? You put on makeup on top of the other 9. Because then, once you have all the other 10, you set up on the paiskim, that's the mice, not a bayah. That's what you go do. Now, let's say a person has nail polish, and they're supposed to take it off, and they can't take it off. They discuss two reasons why they can't take it off. One is she's an Isha who's not going to take it off. Not because she has a nail polish, no matter what. She's not taking it off. She spent hours, she went to the beauty salon, she spent time doing it, took a lot of money. She's not taking it off. Can you let her go to the mikvah, Aleph? The second case that they got involved with is, let's say it's a situation that it's Friday night, and she forgot to take it off. Are you allowed to take it off Friday night? Are you allowed to? What's the shiloh? Is it Issa Mechiko? I'm best of an all makeup. Are you sure she forgot to take it off? Or forget, she has makeup. She, Friday night, and after the suitors, she's going to the mikvah, and she wants to wash off the makeup. Are you allowed to wash off makeup Friday night? The loch is one of the lamb tests, loch is moichik. Moichik is when you have ACS, you cannot erase it. Let's say someone scribbles scrabble on the wall, can you erase it? Says the Mishabru and the Mishamem, Sef Gimel, calling the Rosh, Tishtosh, Mish is also. Also, I need scribble scrabble, you can erase. Can a person erase makeup? Can you take off your lipstick, your blush, your mascara, your nail polish? You're allowed to take it off. Is it Issa Mechika wants Lamtes Malkas? It's Moichin Amnas Lasakin over here. Sidim Shalom Zalman, Sidim Liashiv, Feshmir Shabbos Kil Chosloi. Sidim Nevensal, Osir. Not allowed to. Is Moichik Amnas Lasakin? Osir. Pashas at the Rice according to the Mishnah Bura. So then, what are you going to do in the mikvah Friday night? So that's true. Also, is Moichik Amnas Lasakin over the Rabbanon? Also for sure. Question to Abonder, I saw. Myself, numerous form point out whether it's a Vosin over here, Chodeshani over here by us, or the Oskal over here, whether it's a Moshe that we see in the Chuvis, whether in Hilchos Shabbos, the Archos Shabbos, we react to all this form to come along and discuss. Is that true? There's Moichik on makeup. That means, what's the opposite of Klesiv? Moichik. What's the opposite of Tzveya? Misha says nothing. Is there an Issa Mechika on Tzveya? At one time, there's no Issa Mechika. What is Meichik? What is Meichik come to raise Kaysiv? What is Kaysiv? What's Tzveya? What's the difference between the two? Kaysiv is when Besem you have Isis, you want to tell over a person the story. You have to put the Isis on something so you have a piece of paper there. But the main thing is the Isis, I need a piece of paper there. It says it's typed on Shabbos Simen Men, the passion is a simple way of understanding it. And Mashenkin Tzveya is that we don't care about the mascara and the blush. The background is the ikker, the face is the ikker, and we want to beautify the face. That means, by the case of Kaysiv, we want the Isis, and we have to put on something, that's the paper. Masha'enke negated Tzveya, the ikker is the paper, the background, the person, and we're coming to beautify that. On that, the one time, there's no Issa Mechik over here. So come along, what to go do on Friday night? Can you take off your makeup? As far as I know, the most of the oilam, they wash off the makeup on Shabbos. Whether it's Shabbos morning, they think it does look nice, they'll wash it off. And therefore there's no Isser, and therefore what do you do on Friday night? Comes to mikvah, and you have makeup on, echnami, wash it off. You do wash it off. But let's say those who want to be machmer, again, like a Shlomo Zalman, be honest with the Shemir Shabbos, the one time there's an Isser over here, what to go do? The Isser question to Shlomo Zalman, say, echnami, table with the mikvah, with the makeup on. We have the Rosh, we have the Rashbo, it's b'di'evet, Chulach HaTchilu, take it off, Shlomo Zalman, table with the makeup on. Because the Yodzi cannot remove the makeup Friday night. Same thing. If you cannot take it off, because he holds his Issa Mechik over here, table with the nail, with the makeup on top of it. And again, as far as I know, most of our Noshim are not Noshim like Shom Zalman. We take off makeup on Shabbos. So we take off the nail polish also, same thing over here. Now there is a question to Menchas Yitzchak will be asked, they say it's better if you bedaktik him, wait to push off the tefillah till Moshe Shabbos. That's how far they took the concept. But again, as far as I know, the Olam does not seem to go like, again, Shom Zalman will be asked, and the Shmir Shabbos seem to understand that Moichel Lameisa is Mutter, they do take off Tzveya. Next case, practically, people have dyes inside the hair. So again, this Mamash the Rashbush case, he discusses dyes inside the hair. You have Sai, the idea of Noi, Sai Adar Chazuso. Again, the Chatchilo, we are the Monsif Aleph, that person should remove it. But you have it, Avada Osloi Tfilo. It's true, the Swarm is saying that it's better for Noshim not to put dyes inside the hair because it's very hard to remove. But the Swarm also say certain Noshim do not tell that to. It's not Kedai, they just won't go to the mikvah, the push will have to start and they get the mikvah. Depends what kvutz you're part of. That means in general, our kvutz you tell Noshim don't dye your hair, it'll lead to problems. Other Noshim, we don't tell them anything, we leave it as is. The Maestri are clear, the Rosh and the Rashba, Nichol get Bidiyavit, no problem. They do point out that when you dye your hair, depends how you're dyeing your hair. I mean, you're dyeing in a similar color of your hair, just want to get everything even, and it starts growing after a week or two or three, and the roots come out, it's big the same color. But if you bet him you're a person who has black hair and you dye it blonde, and then after 3 weeks the roots come out, and therefore there's black and blonde over there, it's not supposed to be that way. Therefore, if they go to chasa or they go out places or they go to their friends, they'll dye it over there. Come on this farm, the Shemir Shabbos wants to tie no. What?
Cover not better.
It depends again what they see over there, right? Everyone leaves that two fingers. All type of people leave certainly maybe more than two fingers. That kvutza has two fingers, or they do rubik kikulay like that mahalak over there, because there's a one sheet to be semichon. The chur they have a bayam. It's in the sugya of chatzitz over here. So they come along with Shemir Shabbos.
If they cover their hair,
then
it's fine.
What?
If they cover their hair, if it's completely covered, then it's fine.
If they're not makbir, they're usually not dying their hair. Also, that's usually the derech. So again, you do have one svara. Maybe that's chazusa, but still you don't have the svara of no over here. And there's a big shout of what to be semichon. Again, these are questions that come up. But most of the tshuva about the false eyelashes. False eyelashes are, I guess we want to make the eyelashes look a little bit longer. They glue them on over here. And once you put them on, it's very hard to take off. It's not that simple to take off. So over here, the Moshe Shuv and Yadei Chalek Gimel gets involved with the Sugya, the Bach, and the Pisha, and the Sitaira. This is what we discussed. The Sitaira wants to be Machma only by Chazusa, not by Noi, when it comes to Osep Shan Netaz over here. If you want Taina Negeh to false eyelashes, it's Noi. At least that's what they say, it's Noi. That's what they're putting on for Noi over here. And if you want Taina, if you cannot physically remove it, then Nechon get Abdi Yevet. And therefore, even though I must like Tchila take it off, she can go to the mikvah with these false eyelashes. The Dvar Yeshua also says the same thing. Same upon it, especially tell Noshim, take off the false eyelashes, they won't come back to the mikvah. Rabbi Nachman Klein has a tshuva about it in the Chelek Vav. He wants to make it also, but he's not sure. He says, go ask Yedidi, I go to Moshe Feinstein. Then he said, after all, they saw Moshe, Maisha spoke about it. Maisha was Mikkel. Chore says, Ech na mi yeh hetter of Noi. I'm certainly not a no hetter of Chazus over here. I'm the evil, Maisha goes to the mikvah with these false eyelashes. A seventh case discussed, they discuss artificial nails. People have nails, they stick on. Now, they tell me if you try to take them off, it can actually even, in the beginning at least, it can even crack your nail. And they have these fake nails sticking out. Also, what's the loch in that case? A vadas na chazusa. You do have the hetter of noi, which again is a tyrant, and Moshe say, can be semicham in get a bit of heaven. The other chadashani, when others running down the maisa, if you're stuck, you can't take them off. The maisa, you can't go to the mikvah this way. But again, they speak out. What happens after a couple of weeks when the nail starts growing? Then you have the back area, which is, does not have the being covered by the false nail. Then what to go do in that case? Then what the nashim, what they're supposed to do, they go back to a professional and they'll fill it in. Mai says she doesn't have time to go back to a professional. So much time. Then nichol get her now that you be machbid and you'll know hetter chazusa. You need the hetter over here. So they want to discuss the Maisa. She'll see herself on the wait. Only until she's waiting until she gets an appointment. She knew she had an appointment right now to go fill in. She'd go do that. And even she herself personally would not do that. The bottle ate a kolodom. And therefore, they want Taino after a week or two or three. The Maisa lay also like Tfilo. Because he had no nachas. It's not a case of Noi. But these are seven cases negated to the Sugya of Noi. Take the other way. Negated to the Sugya of Chazusa. Went to be semich upon it. So they discussed for Maisha. He said, when people, when they work in the kitchen, they peel potatoes. I know my father, Eric Pesach, he peels tons of potatoes. He comes with a lot of sage and he tries very hard to wash it off. And every year I see, for the next couple of days, he has all the marking of potatoes on his hand. He can't get it off. He tries very hard. So this is the case of Israel. Moshe, the women work in the kitchen, they have potato markings on their hand. So Moshe ready, and my father, is that their bayam? Is that going to the mikvah? There's a sugya of chazus over here. He says, even though the halacha is, we try the best that we can to get it off, Ramah, but if you can't, fine, you go to the mikvah. He says also the case of a secretary. They have ink, they work in places over there, they're printing things. Also, Nechal Gedem Chazusa, you try very hard to get off. The Nechal Gedem Chazusa, this will be actually negated. A person has a burn, they put an ointment, changes the color of the skin. The pre-tire discusses about these markers with his pen. Some odd reason, the day of the mikvah, the kid always seems to get a hold of the tefillin pen that's indelible. Seems to always color around the place. Something gets on the ish over there. What's the luck in that situation? This is nothing get on chazusa. The shnapi abaya. Seemingly, for some odd reason, when we wear stockings or socks, it also runs and it gets on them. They try very hard to get off. So again, there are a lot of places going on makra, but most of our maisa make a little get on chazusa and maisa also like tefillin. One last point in the gate to the sugyos over here is kesevet karka. The gate to tattoos. Now, Avada, we don't do tattoos, but let's say Noshim have tattoos, because they were chiloini. Actually, it was once they gave to me, an isha. I got called up from Avram Yitzchak's, guess's office. They wanted to know about an isha who had a tattoo upon their hand that said, Kesevas Kakul, Esit Bechem Ani Hashem. She had a tattoo with Hashem's name on it that said, I'm not going to have a tattoo upon my hand. That was Mamash's tattoo she had. Did Ishala what to go do about this situation? That's how much she hated, and now she's from. The question was, Negeto, Mekshem Hashem, how to get a tattoo, what the luck is, Maisha, could she go to the mikvah? She has a chetzitza over here, she has a bayah over here. Oh, so first of all, negate regular tattoos, it goes under two levels on the skin. You have two levels of epidermis, it goes under both levels and studies la'ilam. And therefore, we discuss it in Sif Test and Sifid Aleph. Real things, whether it's metal or thorns, goes underneath the skin, that's no problem. It means whether it's something that you plan to take out even. It was underneath the skin, that's not a chatzitza. That's clear, that's if that's a filalev. There's something that's also negeya called semi-permanent makeup. That means it used to be in Strauss 10, there's a store over there, two stores actually over there, that would put on makeup that's underneath the first level of the skin, but not the second level. And it will last for a year or two. You go swimming with it, go dancing with it, they're advertised all over, they're advertised Mala and Arzay, but places of putting on this semi-permanent makeup. I saw the advertisements.
No, why
do you now the store's not there anymore. And the question was, first of all, is there a bayam sal sugi of tattoos? Doesn't last la'ilam, but goes for a year or two. So when we walked into the store, because the chabur then was learning tattoos, so we asked them, you know, my high, so they had a tuda over there. We looked at the tuda, didn't know who the person was. He says, the noshim say over, it's Mr. Kriel, it's maturit, and Rav Noivin is maturit. So I went over to Reuben, and I asked Reuben to ask Mr. Kriel, he sits on Mr. Kriel's bezin. That Friday night he gave a shir, that Avad also shall drop on their iso, and they should never use our name again. I went over to Mr. Kaplan, he went over to Chabrusa and Leivert and asked him, and he said, Avad is also questioned the Rabban Durais, so this Kaplan personally called them up and says, you ever use that name again, we'll put Shkavilim against you, the Chas Rishalom. He said, but we have a Tudas, you have a Tudas, don't use that name. He said, I'll explain to you why it's Mutter. He said, I don't explain today till tomorrow. Leivert said, the Meister is also Gomer. Fine, the Meister, there have been people who have gotten this, put it makeup based upon lack of knowledge, and there's a Shalva Rabban or Durais over here. We actually called up an Isha in England. Also, the same thing. She said different names don't matter for her, and we found out it's not true. She didn't want to listen to us. She passed away a couple weeks later. But the Maisa, so there's Shad over here. I'm telling you, we called her. She kept saying different things. This person, Tills Crown person who passed away, who was matter for her, and then she passed away. Fine. The Maisa, the person we're involved with, why yes to put on. So there is a heter. The Maisa, let's say, but I covered up Rias. That means, let's say Isha had Yana Machla, she lost all the hair. So what are they doing? Put on Shaitel, but the eyebrows also. So the numerous tshuva is about putting on eyebrows with 70 permanent makeup. It's a busha, I'll cover up here, especially you get a great coat to put it on. And therefore, a wise man said, Yisra Palm, for that he said, Maisa is Mutter. The Archa Shabbos Maisa says it was Mutter about Yisef, because Osha has a tshuva about it. A wise man, again, the different place can say, I'll say it's Mutter. Yeah, why? Because they're up on them. They get a great to go do it, and therefore, let them go do it. Is that a chatzitzo? Is that a problem over here? So again, as far as speak out, that maybe the first couple of weeks depends how they put it in. There might be their bandages there, or there might be pus over there. But it's not the chatzitzo itself, not a problem. Underneath the skin, you want it there, it's part of a body over here. Might know by him, it's a sugim chatzitzo. Whether it's noi, whether it's chazusa, it's still in both cases over here, still not a problem. That we leave it as is. The last point over here in Sefer Zayin is a case of an uman. The Mechab brings down the case of someone who's a painter. The Mechab brings down the case of someone who's a sheikhid or a butcher over here. And the loch is, it's not a chatzitzo. What the lumdus behind it is, so the Olam, I assume, looked up the bealocha that's brought down the Ma'amokim sheet, Simkuf Samchalaf and Sepeis. He seems to want to make a machlekes between him versus Chai Odom. What the lumdus, why did he make it by a case of Uman? One reason he wants to say in Pshat and Chai Odom, the reason why he make it is like Noi, that's Kigufay Domi. That's the story, it's Kigufay Domi. He wants to say the bialocha no mitzad the lack of akpado. The reason is the Isaac all the time in blood, and therefore they're not machbid. Not mitzad kegufay, not part of the person. It's lack of akpado. What's the nafkamina the Mishabura speaks out? A case when the person is not machbid, except in tzroiv. If you go like the mahalach l'chai odom, at least in one shot, it's kegufay dami. So then the shach brought down the rajbo kegufay dami. You can make even a case of roiv. Mishnah Berurah says, no, I argue with him. And most people can go like the Mishnah Berurah before in the Glaz and the Kitzer and afterwards the Kav Chaim and others. The Loch is mitzvah lack of akpodo. Lack of akpodo, so we have a get of Rav. When it's Rav, that person not Machbid, still looking at the get of Chatzitz over here. That's the first Lumdis and the Nachmin of the Lumdis. We did discuss in Sefalaf, what's the get of akpodo? Is the get of akpodo the way you walk in the street during the week, you may call? Or do you take chasses into account? Do you take Shabbos into account? They point out over here, by a person who's an uman, a sheikh and a painter, Shabbos, they don't wash it off. They can leave it on for Shabbos also. They can come with all these colors upon themselves on Shabbos. So the Moshe, this is the raya, the get over here is dafki meichol, and not Shabbos. Shabbos don't take into account. That's special, that's miuchad. A chas and miuchad is a special thing. We take on a regular weekday, no taking Shabbos into account. The Maiso mentioned then that those who say chasna, bidden by silver and bidden by his nemon. So the Oscar say a case of a chasna. How do you answer the sugyo over here at Sifyat Zayin? So Be'ezim Mi'u is his kasha in the sugyo. Mi'u answers, the case of a painter is beside the head of Chazusa. The painter must be, there's no mamoshes over here. Kesel chazuso. Chazuso, less by mamoshes. They would make us chazuso. Most of the Paiskim say they have to have a uman even when there's mamoshes over here. L'chor, if so, how do you ask the case of Shabbos? What's the right to a Moshe? And I asked him to buy a snemel of silver where my mokum is. Who's not my mokum for that? To you, mach, to get over here is chasno. Who, what? A painter don't take you off a chasno? A sheikh don't take you off a chasno? What's the eyes in the kasha and the Moshe means as a raya? They get as you may hold, not the case of a special case of being an Adam Choshev over here. One last point in the sugya and the get to Numan is that what happens if someone has two jobs over here? What happens if you have two jobs? Do you say both of them a person not machped upon? The Gemara ends off teiku. Ziboy de leifshto. Says the Magarvam and Simul Kulsa Machalav. Since ziboy de leifshto, by until the diamonds you are born will be makel. Mashenkin benido, a srach deraisa will be machmer. So we have a Magarvam truly says even though it's the same Gemara, same teiku. By need there'll be more machmer. That means we can learn out the coolest. We can learn the chumash until it's night, but not the coolest. Maravam is very clear. It said the same exact kimto till time of mekel, not in the case of need over here. So after I saw, if for example, let's say a person works in the kitchen, most lashon, and they also work in the office. If they have upon themselves food that's stuck on potatoes and they have some input upon them, you won't have the head in the case of uman, according to the Maravam. Nice the Shmos Yaakov and Shuvo and the Prima God are ready in the Maravam. It's a question, understand. The case over here, most Pashkim say it's a Mia Chain of Makbid. It's not Rav. So it's Miat drop on anyway. So why are they long and come along to be Makbid over here? It's a case of Miat. Miat only drop on them. And if Yilchori wants to argue on the Magar Vram, it said even by the case of a Nidhi, it can be Makal. And Moshe and Tari Varu, so the Maisi can serve called Prima God, even by the case of two Umnis, by Miat, the Maisi can be Makal, because at the end of the day, our Kimto is discussing is Dafka Miat, which is drop on them. And the boy Glish told us, we make it over here. So Shalom among us from what to do by a case of two umnas. Fine, I'm kind of Sifu Zayin. We try to go through this form again, bring it down the locha practically. Bez Hashem, today we'll go through Sifu Ches, Sifu Tes, and start Sifu Chof, and that'll be the Chavuran tomorrow. Slavo.